presents this unabridged recording of Starlight Glimmer and the Secret Suite, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 9. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. Overbooked. The sound of Starlight Glimmer's hoofsteps echoed through the cavernous hallways of the Castle of Friendship as she wandered the endless corridors, gliding from room to room. She was amazed that even after all this time living within its confines, that there were still new areas to explore. Starlight was not used to having this much space, especially living with Twilight. It almost felt eerie, like she might be lurking around a corner, waiting to jump out and surprise her at any moment. Not that she was afraid. Starlight Glimmer was one of the most powerful magicians in Equestria. She had proven that her natural skills were a force to be reckoned with, but unfortunately, her intentions were what needed some work. Starlight Glimmer needed to learn that magic wasn't supposed to be a means of controlling other ponies, which was precisely why she had come here to Ponyville, to learn about the properties of Friendship's powerful magic from Princess Twilight Sparkle. Also, to make new friends. Starlight struggled a little more with that one. "What's this?" Starlight muttered to herself. The lavender unicorn pony stopped in front of a mysterious door. She narrowed her eyes. It was different from the other shimmering golden doors in this wing. This one was a drab brown. Starlight looked to her left, then her right, before using her magic to crack the door open. From the ceiling to the floor, from the back to the door, books everywhere! "Great Griffin's beak!" Starlight said, rolling her eyes and chuckling. "Another room of books? I'm beginning to think this is all an elaborate practical joke." "No, no," Twilight called out, popping her head over Starlight's shoulder. She laughed nervously. "I just use this room as storage for the books I'm gathering for the new library at Mythica University. Since they've invited me to come dedicate it, I thought it would only be proper to come bearing gifts." Twilight trotted inside, eyes full of stars. She grinned at the stacks like a dragon guarding its pile of treasure and gems. "It sure is something, isn't it?" Starlight suppressed a smile as her eyes scanned the titles up to the top of a stack. "Definitely something." She wondered if the new librarians at the university planned on stocking any books of their own. At this rate, there might not be any room left on the shelves. "Oh, there it is," Twilight said, magically plucking a title from the bottom of the stack. She made sure to gently lift the others up so they didn't come tumbling down. "Moon Curve's Guide to Interval Incantations. I've been looking for this everywhere. It relates to your next friendship assignment, making time spent with your friends count." Starlight raised her brow. "Oh, really?" "Yes, I've got it all planned out for later this evening," Twilight said, a grin forming on her muzzle. "Another lesson today?" Starlight tried not to appear upset. "When you're done doing whatever it is you were doing," Twilight frowned. "It wasn't important, was it?"
"No, not really."
"Great! See you in the throne room in 15 minutes," Twilight replied. "I'm going to make us some healthy snacks. It could be a long night of learning." She giggled happily and trotted back to the door with a renewed pep in her step. The alicorn looked back over her shoulder. "I know I say it all the time, Starlight, but I just love having you here in the castle so much. Having friends near just makes everything better, doesn't it?"
"Yeah,"
Starlight sighed with a smile. "So much better." Starlight did mean what she said, But Twilight Sparkle's genuine excitement for teaching Starlight Glimmer always threw her off. Since Starlight had been so untrustworthy herself in the past life, she was still learning to accept other ponies' intentions. The old Starlight Glimmer, the one who'd controlled an entire town by stealing their cutie marks, would have been suspicious that all of this nice behavior was just in service of a plan to trick her. But it wasn't. The princess truly wanted to help her. It was kind. But there was also a major problem with Twilight's unrelenting dedication to Starlight's friendship education. It was extremely exhausting. Starlight yawned and snuggled against a pile of books and rested her head on the top one, entitled Weather Formations, Meanings and Significance in Pegasus Culture. A cloudy thought crossed her mind before she fell fast asleep. If Starlight could find a way to carve out a little time for just herself, she thought, she just might absorb the lessons of how to be around other ponies much better. She was used to working alone. Maybe Starlight would dream up a solution.